Joining us with their perspective on the day's events are our two regular guest political observers, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the Weekly Standard. Welcome to both of you once again.
Good to be with you.
Good to be here.
And I wonder whether you think, and we'll start with E.J., did President Bush and the visiting Prime Minister Tony Blair manage, in your view, to reduce the anxiety some Americans might feel at this point, either about the mission in Iraq and how it's going, or the arguments that preceded going into Iraq over nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction?
Well, I'll give it a good Clintonian yes and no to that. On the one hand, I think George Bush owes Tony Blair, as Dick Cheney might put it, big time. That was a very powerful speech, and Blair was trying to get by the arguments that are currently being had over both the evidence that existed before we went to war and the mess, or at least the difficulties that exist now in Iraq, and go back to the original purpose of the war. He gave a kind of third way-ish speech. On the one side, he spoke very strongly about Western values. He said that the values we fight for are not Western values. They are the universal values of the human spirit. On the other hand, he also said that coalitions are a good idea, a little nudge to Bush. Winning wars is not easier that way, but winning the peace is, he said. On the other hand, I don't think he settles these outstanding questions. He said that the reports on uranium from Africa were genuine. That's Blair's word. But the Bush administration is in a very strange place on this, because for last week they were saying, well, this claim should never have been in the speech. George Tenet has apologized for this claim. Now they're switching and saying, well, gee, maybe Bush was right after all. Tony Blair says this is genuine. And I thought the president really didn't do himself any good when he was asked if he took responsibility for what he said in his speech. He only said, I take responsibility for the making the tough decisions of putting together this coalition. And so you ask the question, who gave the State of the Union address, President Bush or a committee?
David Brooks, what do you think about how Bush and Blair did on these questions of Iraq and weapons of mass destruction?
I basically agree with everything E.J. just said. I thought the most important event or effect of the day was the emotional wallop Blair delivered to the Congress. I think what it did emotionally, it took people out of the to-ing and fro-ing of the last week, which was really a political scandal of sort of a normal Washingtonian mold, and then brought it back to September 11th. And talked about the long and difficult task, but noble and humane task the U.S. and Britain are in the midst of. He sort of acknowledged there will be errors in the midst of this task, bringing some normalization to the Middle East and draining the swamps of terrorism, but reminded people sort of the better angels of their nature that it's still important to do. I don't think they really did much on the substance of addressing the Niger situation, those facts. But I think the mood was brought back to that September 11th aura.
Did this strike you as the case of a president, and for that matter a prime minister, still essentially making the case for war 2.5 months after the end of major hostilities? David Brooks?
Yeah, I think, you know, this whole debate over the Uranian tubes is really an argument about the war in different guise. And what the Democratic candidates are edging up to is saying the war was a wrong thing to go into, as Tony Blair's critics in Britain are saying. It really is a continuation of that same argument. The only transmogrification is that it is now edging a bit into the territory of, okay, the war's over, how well are we doing in the peace? And in that regard, I don't think Tony Blair, and especially George Bush, who I thought delivered a relatively mediocre performance today, really addressed that quite enough as they did. They hinted we're in the midst of something difficult. There is progress being made. The Iraqi people and the Iraqi leadership are getting together and beginning to make some progress. But they didn't really address, okay, here are the problems, here are the pitfalls, here's the progress we're making, here's our plan for the next 6 months.
And E.J. Dionne, what do you think?
I think they are still making the case for war, especially because the aftermath hasn't been everything that we had hoped for, certainly, and to some degree what we were promised. And they didn't touch on the aftermath. They were trying to say this is a good idea, and as David said, it's difficult, but they didn't address why it's so difficult now or what to do about it. I disagree somewhat with David on the point that this is relitigating the war itself. I think there are a lot of people who supported the war, and certainly among these Democratic candidates, but among citizens as well, who could say, yes, getting rid of Saddam was a good idea, but it really matters whether the arguments the administration made going into the war were true and were based on real intelligence, or whether they were just picking any argument they believed would be most convincing. And certainly the notion of Saddam with nukes was going to be one of the most convincing arguments there was. So we're relitigating the Bush arguments. The war is a fact. It happened. And so now the rest of the argument is about how in the world do we handle this situation.
E.J. Dionne and David Brooks, thanks both to you. Thanks to both of you for being with us once again.
Great to be with you.
E.J., of course, is a columnist with The Washington Post and also a fellow at the Brookings Institution, and David Brooks is an editor at the Weekly Standard.